The Last 10 Seconds by Simon Koenig.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Today, 8:05 a.m. An empty shell of a building deep in the heart of the city. It's early. The first spears of bright sunlight advancing through the holes in the wall where the windows are meant to be. And here I am, watching my blood form a visibly growing pool on the dusty concrete floor in front of me. Propping myself further back against the wall, the gun still dangling precariously from my trigger finger, I concentrate on keeping my eyes open, forcing myself to focus on the carnage in this vast, empty room. Three men. Dead. Two are lying sprawled on their fronts, arms outstretched theatrically, a dozen feet and hugely differing circumstances separating them. The third, a big man in a blood-drenched sky-blue polo shirt and jeans, younger than the others, is bound to a chair with flex, his head slumped forward, his thick, sandy blonde hair bisected by a huge hole where the bullet exited. Outside in the distance, I can hear the faint, drifting buzz of traffic. But it all seems so far away, and as I listen, it seems to grow fainter, consumed by the leaden silence inside the room. A silence that seems to rise up from the floor like some dark, malignant force, extinguishing all the life around it. It's going to extinguish me soon enough, too. I'm bleeding to death. Trapped on the third floor of this deserted place, a bullet in my gut, another in my right thigh, rendering the leg useless, a stiff coldness beginning to envelop me.